We are back!
Different type of episode.
Big time episode for big time heads. Welcome to 2 Deep Podcast. Or should we call it 4 Deep Podcast? Because we got something a little special for you guys today.
Yeah, we're doing a double episode in one. We were thinking about either doing two or one. We decided to just squeeze it into one instead of do like a two-part shit.
But we're going to extend it. So this, as you could tell, probably clicking on the episode, you're like, this one's a little longer. Well, I'll be going to Miami on Friday. So, but when you guys are hearing this, I'll be driving to the airport to go to Miami. And then I'll be out from Friday, and I won't be back till the following Thursday. And I will be back like midday Thursday, but I'm going to be home. And like, honestly, I am coming back early.
Up to you, dude. I don't care.
I just realized I'm literally going to be landing at like 11:30. We can record Thursday night.
If you're down, I'm down.
Because, so we're also in a little bit of a time crunch. And I feel like if we give an hour and a half episode, I feel shitty to call it two. Because we're now going back. Well, I'm considering going back on it because I realize I'll be here early on Thursday. We were planning on having, obviously, this is a double episode.
Well, I mean, we could
do it Thursday. Because I just thought that we wouldn't be able to do it.
Squeeze it in for 1 hour, you know?
What?
Dude,
I'll be home at noon. Usually, yeah. I don't get home from work until 4 anyway. Yeah, so we could just do it later in the night on Thursday.
Yeah, you got time to chill.
All right. We have changed our minds.
And like, it's not like Andrea's going to want to spend any,
yeah, no,
any more
she'll
time
be, yeah,
after that.
Yeah,
it's fucking, she'll be sick. And you won't want her fucking here either.
Yeah, well,
that's how it goes. And for anyone who says otherwise,
no,
then you're not in
a real
relationship.
No, especially after a week. Well, I did quarantine with her, and I fucked with it.
But that was like, early, bro.
But it's also different because we're not going to be home. We're going to be out on vacation. We're going to be
vacation,
going out
vacation, there's
a
always
lot,
something. There's always...
So there's definitely going to need to be a cool-down period. I see it.
Anytime you're on a trip, there's bound to be something that happens that you guys get tight at each other for one thing or another.
It's going
to
happen.
And, like, it happens, dude.
It'll be my first experience going, like...
No, if it was like a 3-day trip, different story. But you guys are going for like almost a week.
A full week. No,
yeah,
literally.
Yeah, so you're going to be like, all right, dude, I'm ready to like have a little alone time.
No, yeah, obviously. But it's my first time going on a vacation with only my significant other. Like, it's just me and her. Yeah, like, we're going to meet up with Tristan down there, obviously. Go out to clubs with him and his girlfriend, Ari. But it's odd because even if I've had somebody on a vacation, it's like always either having parental supervision or I'm with all my friends, or you know what I'm saying? So
I went on a vacation with just Christina to it's a spring break and it was fine. We didn't have any issues.
I'm not saying we're going to have issue. I'm saying that definitely the cool down period afterwards is going to be needed. I know she's going to want to go out with her friends and
yeah, and
we'll be out.
You got to do your own thing, you know.
Yeah.
I'm probably no, that's this weekend. I might be going to Fort Lauderdale at the end of the month.
Yeah.
That's impulsive.
Just
last
a decision.
Last second.
Impulsive?
No,
it's
but,
a good pun, but since
yeah,
it relates
yeah, yeah.
to fucking Logan Paul, actually, I don't mind.
No,
Logan
I don't mind them
Jake
anymore.
Paul.
I don't mind them anymore. I actually think the Impulsive's a decent podcast to listen to. But what I was saying
there's
is
a guy who married or not married, but was a boyfriend of Lana Rhodes.
No, that's the other guy, Mike Majak.
It was Lana Rhodes, though.
Yeah, yeah, that was
that shit's hilarious, bro. That baby came out like a fucking water slide.
Yeah, but. No, I might go for a poker tournament or two. Well, there's like an event going on down.
What are we doing?
Hard Rock.
We have these Modelos sitting right in front of us.
All
right, and I've just been reminiscing on Miami because I got hyped because of the intro. Oh, my keys are over here now. Oh, Paul's doing something special.
I learned how to do this, but I'm not very good at it. So,
I've seen he's trying to open a bottle with. Oh, he fucking got it. He's opened it. He opened the bottle with the other bottle. I'm gonna use.
That's an important skill that I didn't develop for a long time, and finally I learned how to do it. And it was like.
So you might be sitting there thinking, Modelo. These guys have done Modelo.
No, it's Modelo Negra.
Cheers.
I've heard mixed reviews.
Have you had it before?
No,
I've really? Heard mixed reviews. Really? I've had it before. Tastes just like a little bit of a darker Modelo.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Which is exactly what it's supposed to be.
Cerveza. Proper cerveza.
Super smooth. Little bit of a chocolate taste. Do you taste that? I feel like I always get that with like a stout type. Is this what you say this is? It's a lager. But it's like chocolatey. Take a little sip.
No, I know. I taste it.
Good. I have my score.
I feel like you're going to be surprised with mine. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. 7-5.
Oh my goodness. We've been killing it the last couple weeks. People, the deep. We haven't even used that. The deep. Shout out to all the people in the deep.
To the deep.
All right, so we're not doing this one. I was actually excited. And now that we're changing it, I'm tight we didn't do that.
No, I feel like we should save that episode now.
Yeah.
I realized the bourbon. Yeah. I'm not gonna say the name, but that would be good for that episode.
What episode? Oh, the your idea. Plan.
No, your idea, because that's like deep shit. You know.
So we okay.
And that's
so
a good, we play, and that, we play and that's our... a heated episode. That's a heated episode, right? I love how we're planning right now, but yeah. That's a heated episode.
Welcome this to is, the behind the scenes of 2D Podcast.
That's a heated episode on episode. Oh, wait, is that going to be 70? Oh.
This is 73. Oh, it I was won't gonna be say 75. 75. We could save it. I mean, I pulled up. I did my new research. Because, you know,
that's going to be a bang. And I didn't do. I was walking in today and I was like, I was going to say, like, I'm losing the argument today. I'm not prepared. I'm going to go off the dome. Because I do know a lot about, but like without coming like
yeah, if you prepared, don't know what we're talking
prepared
about,
prepared for the counter argument, then yeah. Like I'm gonna lose the argument.
So we said it, I believe it was 71, literally yeah. The first episode of this season. At the end of the episode, me and Paul got into a little bit of a debate because I said a controversial statement. Go back to and rewatch episode 71 if you want to remember. But we wanted to talk about religion and. We had talked about it before, just kind of like, is it real and all this stuff, but we wanted to take it along the aspect of how religion affects people, and not necessarily just God and all that stuff, but how people so strongly believe in something that at the end of the day, nobody knows the truth, that it forces them to almost... change their lives, change who they are, and maybe make decisions they wouldn't have normally made if they weren't so devout.
Yeah, no, that's
for something like this. For I can't. We're not gonna get into it. Yeah. I was about get to go into off. It
because I was what I was gonna no, but what I was gonna say is like from that perspective, like there's an understanding as to why you have that opinion. You know, I want to put that out there.
Yeah,
you know, like I also like I don't want you to sit here and think like. I think you're stupid for not believing what I believe in. You know, like I think
no,
there's,
I know
there's
your
logical reason. There's yeah. Logical reasoning as to why people don't believe it. You know, and
yeah,
but then there's also logical reasoning as to why. Like, I mean, why there is to believe in it. In my opinion,
there is no logical
I think,
reason to.
Well,
believe
I think
it,
there's.
Though.
I think there's evidence that points in the direction. I think there's evidence. That points in the direction of it being true, and I think that there's different ways to interpret what the Bible says. Because I think if you take the Bible at face value, and like read,
that's all. That's a lot of my argument is pulling out Bible verses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, you know, like, it, and I'll tell you this: if it's like a retarded, like, if it's something that I think is like. Nonsense.
Can I just give you a taste?
Because part of
can I give
part
you a
of,
taste?
Part of like here's part of the thing, right? You have to realize, like, I don't. Actually, I want to save this because, like, I Because, like,
I'm saying, we're about to, like, get into it. Like, yeah. we're warming up to it. And, yeah, like, I have so many things I want to say, but I want to save it because I don't want to take it away from the episode
I guess we could talk about what I was suggesting, which is kind of ties back to, like, what we're talking about last week, which was, like, escaping the rat race. But
what a great episode,
I think this is actually specifically more focusing on, like, a happiness aspect. Because, like, you were talking about, I mean, you could be working and be happy, right? You know, like, you could... Here's the interesting thing, right? You could take some of these guys... maybe take, like, for example, an illegal immigrant, right? Who's working cash, scraping together money, right? Like, for example, like, some of these, like, Mexican immigrants... illegal immigrants who cross the border, right? No, I'm just...
Yeah.
This is, like, a good example.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting here being... You could take one of those guys, and they'll be the happiest dudes in the world. You know? Like, they'll be so grateful for everything that they have, for the opportunities they've been given, for the opportunities they've given their children. Like, they'll be the happiest people in the world. And then you could take, like, celebrities, for example, who, like, you would think are at the top of the world... right, have all the money in the world, could do pretty much whatever the fuck they want, and they're, like, committing suicide, you know?
Yes.
And there's multiple different ways to look at it. So I guess the first question we start with is, like, the age-old question. Can money buy happiness?
Yes.
I agree, but go ahead, explain why.
So, for me, I think that question really depends on who you are as a person. Just because money can buy happiness for me doesn't mean that it can't buy somebody else happiness.
Okay.
So, for example, right? If you like were born into a household with unimaginable wealth. For instance, what's Donald Trump's little kid's name? His youngest?
His son.
His son.
Fuck.
That kid asks for anything. Anything. He'll get it. He wants a private jet. He wants this. He wants to fucking take trips all over the world. He wants his own apartment at 16. He'll get it. Money for him isn't even really like.
Well, we also don't know what they do behind. But
I'm saying not just. I'm just like a hypothetical situation. You're born into a multi-millionaire family, and. You've never had an issue getting what you wanted. Essentially, you're spoiled. Even if your parents bring you up with the right morals, okay? Because I know that's even a debate in and of itself, right? Even if you grow up with good morals but with a lot of money, once you get to a certain age, you're like, okay, well, money isn't really the end-all be-all because they've had it their whole life. They have to find happiness in somewhere else. Now, I'm not going to sit here and try to proclaim that I grew up in a poor family and we had to fight for everything. For instance, your example of the immigrant coming here who literally started with nothing and is happy with just a whatever job to make money and provide for his family, right? We had money, but it's not like my family's millionaires, right? Yeah. My dad had a good job. We were never struggling for food. I had a great house, big house, okay? But it's not like my dad would buy me anything that I wanted. He taught me about budgeting, right? It's not like he just bought me 50 pairs of shoes. I would only get a new pair of shoes to replace a pair of shoes that I've been wearing the last 2 years and have holes in them. Don't fit me, have holes in them, are ridiculous. My cleats don't fit. I got new ones. It's not like he was just buying me shit left, right, and center.
There had to be a reason.
It's reasonable, you know? So for me, even though saying that, I never had a job. Right, I just played soccer and that took up too much of my time. I was serious about it, and with school, also with choir, I couldn't have a job. I didn't want to, and I didn't need to because, again, my family was able to provide for me. But the sensation of being dependent was always something I wanted to get away from. Even throughout college, right? My parents are paying for my college. They're paying for my housing. I send my dad my food bills every month of what I paid for food, and he would send me and reimburse me that money back, right? I always felt like I was still depending on them, and I was waiting for the moment, and I knew it was coming, but I was waiting for the moment in my life that I could really just be on my own, be my own person and be self-sufficient, be independent financially from my parents. And once that moment happened and I got a job, and after a couple months of saving, right, especially now, look at this. This past couple weeks, I've spent the most money I've ever spent in my life. Ever.
Yeah.
New furniture that I told you guys about. This past weekend, I spent almost over, I would say, close to $2,000. I didn't do the full calculation, but almost $2,000 going to the mall for 2 days, redoing my whole, not redoing, but getting stuff for my wardrobe, new shoes, new pants, new shirts, stuff for Miami, right? Like, and that made me feel so amazing, and it made me feel happy because it's mine, right? I don't have to go ask my dad to go to the mall with me and buy me all these clothes and feel bad when I see the numbers going up. Now I see the numbers going up, and that excites me because I'm like, I could still fucking pay for that. Bro, I'm dead ass. Like, I didn't look at the price tags most of the time. Towards the end, I started to because the numbers were, bro, but at the start, the first stores I went into, I just picked shit off the shelves and I saw the number that was at the fucking cash register. Like, and that made me feel good, dude. It made me feel really good, and it made me happy is what I'm trying to say. Not only just having the money, but spending it the way I want to on things that I want.
Because you can.
Because I can, and I earned it, yeah. That money. So for me, in my personal experience to this day, you know, who knows, you know, in 20, 30 years, I'll have the same example, the same answer, right? I'm young. But right now, for me, money buys happiness, right? I would love, you know what would make me really fucking happy? Really fucking happy. A fucking Lamborghini, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and if I had the money to get that, I fucking would. In a split second. It's not necessarily money that is making me happy. It's the things I could do with that money,
yeah,
that make me happy.
Yeah, that, you know, makes sense.
Even little things like taking my girlfriend out to eat, right? Paying for her lunch, paying for coffee. Little things like that. That makes me feel good inside. It makes me feel happy that not only am I benefiting from this, but I'm giving somebody else something. And they're getting something. And so maybe I could share that happiness with them as well. It's not even close to me, for me, but I can understand why people say no.
Yeah. I think that all makes sense. My counter argument to what you're saying is this. Well, but I know you also, the thing that counters my counter argument is that you said this is for you personally, so it's your personal experience. And because of the way you grew up, kind of has allowed you, and the way you were raised has made you enjoy things the way you do.
Yeah, it's influenced me for sure.
My counter argument to the way you, like, the escape from dependence, right, is the big thing.
Yeah.
And you earned it. Let's say a TikTok kid explodes on TikTok, starts fucking making millions at a young age, right?
Okay.
Those kids oftentimes deal with a lot of shit. They're not happy. They earn their money, though, right? They kind of earn, like, it's their money.
How do you know they're not happy, though?
What? I'm just saying, I'm using this in general. Because this is, this is a, I mean, people, you see this shit all the time where people say they're fucking depressed. These rich people say they're fucking depressed, like famous people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, or they're on like fucking antidepressants.
Yeah, but you're talking about some young TikToker.
Yeah, but I'm just saying,
blows up, they get a lot of money.
So they get a lot of money fast is the point. And realistically, like, they put in work, but it wasn't like struggle to the point where they like fucking, like, you know.
Yeah, they didn't grind through 4 years of college, have to go, like, out, find a job.
Yeah, yeah, like they
got blessed.
They got blessed, right?
Easy.
Or they didn't like start their own business and have to grind, mm-hmm, like 16 to 18 hours a day.
Be in,
like,
debt for a few years before profit. Yeah.
Like that kind of shit. They kind of just exploded. So it's like, from that perspective, they kind of earned it. But like, I almost, even if you say like maybe they're not depressed, but to a certain degree, like, I think like it's easy to become depressed. Now, mind you, my answer to this is money, yes, can buy happiness for everyone. But it's depends how you use it. But like yes, they might key, go out because like they might go said. Out, they might buy a Lamborghini right away. They might buy a fucking sick house. They might do this shit.
Which is whatever, smart.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The car's not, but the house is.
The house, like I mean, they might do that stuff.
Yeah.
Go out, go on vacation, do whatever the fuck, right? But the key is, it's like when money comes fast, it becomes old fast, and like when it was easy to get, you don't appreciate the struggle that it took to get there. And you don't really appreciate what you have as much as you did. Especially, let's say, for example, you exploded like that. Like, you didn't really struggle. You know what? Do you know what I mean? Like, you didn't really struggle. Like, you didn't come from, like, some of these NBA players, like, the fucking projects or the single mother, like, paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. Where you can't, you know, like that's what I mean. Like, you didn't really struggle. Like, I'm in the same boat. You know, like, I pretty much had the same... similar upbringing to you, I think.
Yeah.
Almost identically, aside from the fact that I started working.
Yeah.
Like, pretty... I was on a construction site illegally at 17.
Couldn't be me. It's not illegal. You can work at 14.
Yeah, but, like, for that, like, the construction company to be...
Under the ground?
No. Like, for a construction company like that, where you have to be minimum 18 years old.
Oh, because of the heavy labor?
Yeah. And machinery. Like the danger, yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to be 18.
No, that makes sense. And I was on
But like, I mean, I didn't really have like a real job. Never throughout the year. It was always a summer job. And like, the thing is, like, So now I'm gonna sway away from that. You get what my point is.
Can I touch in on your comment? So, for someone that's like a TikToker, right? Or let's just say not a TikToker, just some social media, whether it's YouTube, Twitch,
or you TikTok, start your own fucking whatever. E-commerce business and you explode.
Yeah, it just blows up for whatever the reason and you have a lot of money all at once. To me, right? As soon as you have money, if you know what you want in life, you can now get it.
Yeah.
So, I understand...
Or you could set yourself up for it.
Yeah. If that makes sense. Yeah, no, it does. And I understand, like, happiness doesn't always come from physical items that you can purchase, right? You can't purchase friends, real friends.
Yeah.
You can't purchase a girlfriend, a real girlfriend, right? So, all these things that provide happiness... cannot be bought, right? But let's just take the significant other, right? You have a lot of money, you can buy whatever you want, but you're really lonely, and that's what's making you sad. You feel like you're alone, and you know, you have all this money, you don't know what to do with it.
Ed, let's say you might have fame too, just a shit ton of fame. Mm-hmm. Now,
but nobody likes you for you, they just like you for your status. Like women,
you go to the club to meet girls, and it's like,
they all want to fuck
you.
They
want to fuck you because...
you're you.
You're Anthony Caruso, let's say, hypothetically, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're Anthony Caruso.
CEO of Shamrock Technologies.
Well, not that, but... you know, no, like this. Celebrity, you know? And it's, like, great, but... you know, I feel like at that point it's hard.
They don't love you. Like, and that's not... They're not gonna... the ones that are going to stick around unless they're a gold digger, and then they'll break your heart and make you even more depressed. So what I'm trying to say is that you get to that point, you realize that, but listen, like, you have all this money to turn your life around. Not necessarily turn your life around, right? But at least make your life better and set yourself up to be attractive, right? You can now go and buy somebody to be your personal... I say buy somebody, that's fucking slave talk. You can fucking hire somebody to be a nutritionist, to be your physical trainer. You can buy somebody to clean your house, and you can get somebody for fashion insight. Really just make you feel good about yourself, and then the girls would come, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So I don't, again, like, I understand that money can't buy people,
fuck.
But the money can buy you things to make people want to be more around you.
Yeah. Well, that's
so
true.
So I don't see... I don't see...
Here's my opinion on it. I think... it's better to keep... give yourself... I think the most important thing in keeping yourself happy is setting goals and working towards something constantly. So if you make it, let's say, right? Let's just... and
let's say YouTube. Fuck TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. You make YouTube.
You blow up on YouTube.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, well, I already got what I wanted and I don't have any... like, I don't have any other ambitions, you know? Aside from maybe gain more followers.
Yeah.
At a certain point, it just becomes like you're not as driven anymore. You know what I mean? Well, like if you blow up on YouTube and you decide like, all right, I want to start my own this. Or like, for example, like
KSI. Yeah, but it's not like you're going to make $1 million off one video.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true. You're
so
right.
So to get to that point,
you're
you
right.
have to be
you're
making
right.
a
you
bunch
do,
of videos.
You do, but like eventually, like we need... you have to constantly keep yourself
motivated.
Yeah, you know, and with a, I don't, my idea of depression, I don't think depression. Did we had a conversation about this? But here's yeah. Here's my thing on depression. I don't actually think depression. I think and people depressed people would probably agree with me on this. I think I've listened to people talk about this, and I think this is actually a thing. People could correct me if I'm wrong, but depression isn't necessarily sadness. It's just a deep, deep lack of motivation to do anything and to want to do anything, you know?
Isn't that a call, like a symptom of depression, though?
That's, well, like,
that you feel
I think less that's
motivated?
What the, I think that's what the cause is. Like, I think that partially, like, if you don't, I think you could become... I think that's a symptom of depression, but I think if you have a lack of motivation, it results in depression as well. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, you don't necessarily... you might not necessarily be... like, I don't know, have, like, the chemical imbalance or whatever of depression, but, like, if you don't have a motivation to strive for anything, then really, where's your happiness coming from? You know? Because, like... motivation drives you, gives you purpose, right? And then when you achieve those goals, like every time you achieve like even small goals, you get some we get
yeah, but what if your parents die in a fucking plane crash? Like that's what causes the depression, and now you have a lack of motivation.
You
know what I'm
saying? But like, and I don't want to tell people like, oh, you have to get over it, because like obviously that's like... obviously there's a reason why, like you have to, like it's tough, you can't just get over that. But at the same time, like the way I look at it is like, all right, you have two options now when something like that happens, and obviously you have to mourn, right?
Yeah,
there's you have to, right? That's part of life. But you have two, like when something like this that happens to someone, you have two options. You could either spend your whole life mourning, or like you give yourself something to do to over, like you make something out of your life, you know? Like
I think
like,
that's how a lot of people get
happens.
Out of the depression.
Yeah,
though.
Shit happens, but like, you know what? Like, let me make something out of this now. Like the situation I'm in, I understand that it was fucked up, but like, what's gonna like, am I just gonna sit here and spend the rest of my life just feeling bad for myself, or am I gonna go do something about it?
There's ways to get out of the depression. Like, I know a lot of people would say, or not a lot, but some people would say, oh, I can just beat depression on my own, get over it on my own, and whatever.
Well, that's part of doing it on your own,
yeah,
too.
But there's also things like therapy, and there's also things like medicine that allow you to become happier. How do you get those things,
although
Paul?
How do you get those things? I think antidepressants... are the biggest scams in the...
We can get into that in a second.
But no, I don't want to get into that.
But how do you get
like
how do you get therapy
pharma.
And how do you
no,
get
I
antidepressants?
Think, yeah, but here's
how?
By being by seeking help. Oh,
yeah.
Or by money. Right?
So,
that's another thing. Yeah.
In definition, money is literally buying them happiness.
Yeah, but like here's how I look at it. Therapy doesn't have to like, your therapy doesn't have to have money. Like, you could do, let's say, like, oh.
Like, friends therapy?
Like, my way, the thing that makes me feel free, you'll hear people say this, the thing that clears my mind is going for a run. You know, going out, exercising.
Okay.
You don't need money to go out for a run.
No.
You know? Right? You don't need money to hang out with friends. Right? Let's say if that's your way of therapy.
Yeah.
You know? Like, there's certain things that you could do that, like, natural, and this is, like, a big, I don't want this to turn into, like, a depression argument, but there's ways to deal with depression aside from, like, taking antidepressants.
I agree. You
know? Like, I think it's more effective. I understand that people are depressed and they have chronic depression, like, it's never going to go away, but there's ways of coping with that, you know, and dealing with it, and part of it is, like, naturally, but you're right, where money gives you access to those kinds of things.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, and here's my thing with money.
Because some people don't have that motivation to go out for a run to make themselves feel better.
Yeah, that's true. But going back to my original point, which is like you have to constantly give yourself motivation,
things to do.
Let's say I won we were talking about this earlier. Before the episode,
you want to see them out.
Like $600 million from like the Powerball or something, right?
Yeah.
first thing I would do, that let's say $600 million after tax, right? Because I don't want to do the fucking tax bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I would do is take $550 million and invest it right away. That's first thing I would do. Give myself $50 million instead of $600 million. Because then that $550 million,
you're putting
I'm not
all
touching
your chickens in one pen or what?
No,
I meant eggs in a basket. Holy shit!
I mean, it could work, maybe.
Chickens in a coop.
Yeah, but like you get my point though. Like you put.
Yeah.
I would invest it one way or another. Then I would use the other $50 million. I would take probably around. $38 million and use it to start a business that I love. Like something that I would like just put money into something that I want to do. Like start my own like agency or go into professional poker, just play professional poker.
Agency for what?
Soccer.
Like
I would be like
kids?
A fucking agent. Like either scouting or just become an agent. You know? That's the other. That's number two. And then I would take the $12 million, and that's my money that I use for lifestyle. So, home, vehicles, fun. You know.
I mean, you could do so much with $600 million.
Yeah, but you see what I did there though. I took 2%. For that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everything else is an investment, realistically, you know?
So what's your point here?
My point is look at how I've limited myself rather than having unlimited money. Instead of viewing it that I have $600 million, I'm looking at it from a perspective of I have $12 million. Do you get what I'm saying? So like you limit yourself, your perspective, so that you're like, okay, well now like what are my goal? I've given myself goals. I want to turn your goals aren't like for my business to just be like make a ton of money. Your goals are like my goal is to be the agent of like get some small kid to become one of the best players like on a top team or like best like give kids opportunities, you know?
Yeah.
Or like my goal is to become a World Series of Poker champion.
So
or
let's
like
say
that, you know what I mean? It's not your way of thinking, and realistically, to be a successful business, you kind of have to think the same way. But your way of thinking shouldn't be like, "Oh, I'm doing this to make money." It's gonna be like, "I'm doing this to achieve like goals," you know, like that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Let's say I get a kid from fucking somewhere in New Jersey to like play for Man United. Like one of my like clients or whatever, that's the fulfillment for me. It's like I just took this kid who I've represented since he was 16 years old, let's say, and now he's 22 and he's signing a contract for a team, you know, like that's fulfillment, you know, you give yourself fulfillment like that. I just helped a kid achieve his fucking lifelong dream.
So let's say all that happens, you get your business, but all your investments flop and you just lost $550 million. Would you still be happy?
If my business is succeeding, yeah. Because think about it this way. I put my investments away, right? And I would be like, fuck, this sucks. But at the same time, I put my business...
Would you I do, say that so would easily, I, but would $550 million what I, yeah, but think about dollars. What
I do if I do that. If I change my perspective of thinking to view it as, like... If I change my perspective of thinking to a degree where I'm also, if that ended up happening, the whole fucking United States market would collapse.
Aside
from the point, but
that's what I'm saying. Some bullshit like that happens, the whole market falls.
Well, then that's like, I mean, that's tough for anyone to be happy. I mean, like, you have to figure shit out, you know. But like at the same time, if you're saying like my business is successful, it's like, well, then one, I'm making money anyway, and two, like the point of me doing, that's why you have to diversify your portfolio, you know?
Yeah.
You can't just put all your eggs in one basket.
There it is.
You know, but this is all about being smart with money. I think that money buys happiness, fame doesn't.
Does money take away happiness?
No. I don't think money takes away happiness. Absolutely not. I do not think money... I think that you could get sick of money, and I think you could make bad decisions with money, but
that's what I'm getting to. So what about... And there you... I hear these stories all the time. My brother-in-law, shout out Chris, works at a jail. He's a sergeant, right? Been through the ringers. Or he's a lieutenant. I forget. Sorry, Chris. He's not listening to this anyway. But one of the two.
They're all listening to it at the jail.
Yeah, right? He's told me he's even seen guys that go to jail because they've fallen so hard into the gambling debt.
Oh, God.
That now they are selling their kids' toys and selling stuff from their house in order to either A, repay their debt, or B,
try to make it back.
Right? And he's told me these stories about these guys. So, especially for something like gambling, which literally is about money.
Yeah, but...
For those cases, I feel like it's easy to say that money causes unhappiness. Because what is this person, male or female, trying to achieve? They're trying to achieve wealth. Whether that's for themselves or to repay debts. Right? And as soon as they continuously see that their money is dwindling or their debt is increasing more and more and more, they become more stressed, they become more angry, they become stupider because they're going to do stupid shit to try to make money, right? Because somebody's going to try to fucking rob a grocery store or rob a bank in order to make their money, and then boom, you're off to jail. You feel me? So I understand that, like... And it might seem stupid to say that, because, like, all right, yeah, if I have $1 million, you know, and pay for stuff, that's making me unhappy. No. Like, I'm saying in the scenario if you're losing money in some particular way, right, that is such a big issue, and that does make you unhappy and upset.
Yeah, but so...
So, again, my argument is that if that is the case... And a lack of money causes unhappiness, or a loss of money causes unhappiness, then the opposite has to be true.
Well, yeah. Right. But now I see what you're saying. And that's a result of, like, bad decisions with money, though.
Yes.
Right? Because I feel like...
But you have to make good decisions to make money. Even if it's a YouTube or TikTok, I think you made a good decision to put that specific video out.
But I'll tell you this, all right? Let's say you make fucking money gambling, right? Or you make money, and that includes the lottery. Let's say you make money on a, you win $1 million on a $10 lottery ticket. Or like the Powerball. I don't know. How much does a fucking Powerball ticket cost?
I don't know. I've never done it. I've only done scratch-offs.
Buying a Powerball ticket is a bad decision. Okay? Buying a Powerball... And I don't care if you fucking win. It was a bad decision, and you got lucky. That's it. Because 99.9% of people who buy lottery tickets lose. And it's probably higher than that. You know? What is this you buying?
$2.
So $2, right? Now look at the people who go $2 every single day. $2 times $365.
And they might do more than one ticket at a time.
Yeah, so let's just take one ticket, right? Let's do the math here with a calculator.
It's not that much money.
Two times...
Because the risk for reward is so great.
365. Let's say I start when I'm 22. And I do it for 50 years. It's $36,500 you've wasted on lottery tickets.
For a chance to win $600
million. If you have a passive income,
$2 a day is nothing.
But with your...
Mathematically, look up how much you're spending on cars.
It's a losing...
Gas.
Game. All right. What about, like... For example, my family, my dad bought his first used car a couple weeks ago. No, first brand new car a couple weeks ago. He's 50 years old, bought his first brand new car. Always bought used cars, bought, resold. The only one he hasn't fucking resold is my bastard that's sitting parked there. It's got 230,000 miles. You think I haven't gotten my fucking money's worth out of that bastard?
You have.
Absolutely, I fucking have. And he has too. You have
to
think.
Over as well.
He got that in 2012.
Yeah.
And that thing has 230,000 miles on. And he got it when it was below 100. I mean, it was at like 60.
There's a guy at my work that I tell you about this. Spends $6,000 on fucking breakfast sandwiches every year.
But here's the difference between that.
$12.
Here's the difference between that and a lottery ticket. That breakfast sandwich, for him, might be like the best thing for him
Probably is.
Like he needs that breakfast sandwich,
and
you know?
He definitely
and he's
does.
Getting something in return for it, you know? Meanwhile, in gambling,
money
it's
is
like,
buying him happiness.
Well, exactly. It's that breakfast sandwich might give you like. That might be his happiness, his joy, like that might be his satisfaction.
Coffee
that
makes
he needs.
Me happy. Only
yeah.
One way to get it.
Yeah. So like that's the difference in like buying a lottery ticket or for example gambling, like just going to play, because the house always wins in gambling, no matter what. Let's say you do
horse racing.
Now look at this. Now let's go. Let's do this. You win. You do like this one kid I knew, had a put down a $2 parlay, won $55,000, and it was. Both games in the Euro Cup on one day to end 3-3, and they both hit.
I think you told
me about
that.
And I'll tell you this. Do you know why? In my opinion, that's a bad bet. You know why? Because for as much money that he wins, the amount of people that lose, you know?
Yeah, but he won.
It's because there's a reason why.
That wasn't
a bad bet.
It was a great bet. What do you mean it was a bad bet?
I think, like, because realistically, like, you're sitting there. That's like... You're playing the lottery. It's like a voluntary... You have to think the amount of money the gambling industry makes off of those dumb parlays. Because,
yes.
And it's because... And most people will never... Again, 99.99% of people will not hit a parlay like that in their life.
Yes.
You know? That's why it's a bad decision. Because statistically, mathematically, it's wrong. Because let's say you put $2 like that every day. Like I said... 99.9% of people who do that every day will not hit. It's just how the math works. It's mathematically incorrect to do that, you know? So that my point being is that...
But so is all bets.
It's bad decisions.
Because anything can happen.
Well, yeah, that's true. But that's why in the end, gambling's not a good thing because, like, realistically, you're always at a mathematical disadvantage, you know? If you gamble every day of your life... You're gonna it. You're Rarely.
Statistically speaking, you're gonna lose.
Let me bring you an example. Two guys walk into a casino, right? One guy walks in. I know this is impossible, what I'm about to say, but I'm just using it as an example. One guy walks in with $100, $100 bill, and the other guy walks in with $1 billion, right? They both sit down at a roulette table, and they play one color, right? The guy with $100 puts down his $100, right? That's it. That's the only bet he's making all night.
Yeah.
So he has $100 to win $100, right? The other guy only puts $1 bets down. What are the odds that the guy who puts down $100 wins $100 before he loses the $100, if that makes sense?
You just put it on a color?
No. What are the odds the guy makes $100 before he loses all his money, right? And he puts it on a color?
Yeah.
What are his odds? It's not 50. It's like 47.6% or something.
Because of the two greens?
Because of the two greens, yep. So he's got, so 47%, so he's still losing, but those are his odds. Now the guy with $1 billion puts $1 bets down every time. What is the percentage of times he walks out of the casino up $100 versus down $1 billion?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Can you take a guess? Take a guess.
Like 0.05%?
Almost spot on. 0.046%.
Round it up, I'm right, baby.
0.046% that he loses the billion before he goes up $100. Think about that. That's how much the more you bet, the more times you bet, the more likely you are to lose.
Yeah.
And that's how often the casino beats you, the house wins. You know? That's why it's always important to like walk away when you're up. Because realistically, the longer you play, the more of an advantage the casino has. You know, but that's aside from the point. The point being is that every time you gamble, realistically, it's a bad decision because like.
Okay, it's a bad decision. Let me try to tie this back
unless
into.
Unless you're doing like a 50-50 bet with your friend.
Yeah.
You know.
Let me try to tie this back into the conversation, right? So you have these guys. They gamble. Whether it's a good decision, bad decision, whatever. The only reason they're doing it, you might call it an addiction. I agree. I think gambling easily can be an addiction. I've seen it happen, right? But how do you get into it? How does any gambling story start? At one point, they won big.
Not always like really big.
I know. But big is.
But big for me
is different than big for a millionaire.
I disagree. I think that it comes down to like the. Gambling, you don't become addicted to the feeling of winning. You become addicted to that rush you get. Like the feeling that you, like, if you put brain sensors on like gambling addicts, and like literally as soon as they see like chips or they hear chips or they see like they show them like casino pictures and stuff, their brain starts going fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's an addiction. You know? Easily. So, but what I'm trying to say is this. Right, whatever you want to say as far as stipulation on gambling, whatever. People gamble. They have to have some sort of love for it. Some sort of exhilaration, whether it's from winning or just seeing fucking chips. Right? Happiness. The only way that they can fucking get that happiness is if they have money to gamble. To me, you could even say they don't give a shit whether they fucking win or lose. They just want to fucking play. Right? For that exhilaration. You fucking wake up with pocket aces. My fucking heart starts fucking beating. I go light and I feel, holy shit, this is my fucking hand.
Yeah, to win
you
money.
Get,
yeah.
You get that feeling, that sensation of euphoria, almost just happiness.
I think.
But the only way you can get to that, especially for the addicts, is if you have the money to play.
Yeah, that's true. And also, I don't want to say, like, because there's people who go to the, like, who are financially well off and go to the casino because, like, they like playing table games. They enjoy that, you know? Like, I, of course, I get that. But obviously, you're talking about, like, people who are just fucking degens, you know, who have, like, a problem.
Yeah. You know? Like, nothing, bro, back in the day, dude, nothing would make me fucking happier than to go home after fucking my 6 to 9 class and see the boys sitting around the table getting the fucking chips ready. And me, Juan, Andy, and Murph are gonna just run it. Every fucking night. That shit was fucking great. And, like, that made me happy. But the only way I could fucking play...
Like, nothing brings me more joy than, like, this weekend. I might even go alone. Like, what kind of sick fuck you think? What kind of sick fucks is going to a casino alone? You know? But I do it. But
sick fucks do it.
Here's the thing. Here's the difference, though. Like, I'm going because, like, I love playing the game. Like, I love tournaments. Like poker tournaments. Look how sick this is. But I'll prove why it's different than money. Because my friends are going to the casino Friday. And I'm not going with them Friday because I want to go Saturday to play a poker tournament. You know? Yes. So, but the key is because I want to play. I'm doing it for the game, you know? It's different. I enjoy playing the game of poker. Like, that's like what I like to do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, like, and I could go play poker separately, but I enjoy tournaments now more than I enjoy cash.
Yeah.
It's a different
vibe for sure.
Different game. I went Saturday.
Can I, like, go with you one day to a casino playing a tournament?
You saw my wallet. Have you seen how many memberships I have? Have I showed you this? I have, right?
Yeah. You showed me the Parks card.
Parks? This is where I'm going Saturday, Rivers. And then I got MGM.
What's the hole in these for?
To put it on, like, a
landing. Keychain? Oh, okay.
Look at this, all with my name on it.
I mean, they're definitely tough.
This is where I'm going.
No, I'm down. Let's do it. Let's do it when I come back from Miami, because I'm trying to play in, like, a tournament.
This one's light. It's like a $165 buy-in.
Easy. That's chicken.
I'm going. Yeah, I've been doing like that. I've been playing online. Did I tell you? I didn't say this. I cashed my first WSOP event.
Really?
Online. Yeah. It was a ring event.
What were the numbers?
Last week?
Give me the numbers. Buy-in, cash-out.
So it's 390 entrants. I came in 60th.
390?
Yeah, and I came in 60th. And I bought in for 215, cashed out for 465.
I thought you said 390.
390 entrants.
Oh, like people.
Total people.
Oh, I thought you meant like entrance fee.
Buy-in... 215, cash out 465. So 250 profit for 60th place. I mean,
how long were you playing for?
I'll tell you right now. I got it written down.
Yeah.
In my poker income app.
3 hours?
Something like that, which is nothing. Like when I lost it, the last time I went to this, I played like 4 hours and I came in 20. I'll tell you right now, actually. Or no, I don't even know if it's on here.
But I mean, regardless, the grand scheme of it is, a lot of the things that make normal people happy comes from money.
I played 4 hours buying for 160. Wow, last time I went to this, buying. Oh no! I played. Well, it was 1:30 to 5:30, but 20 minutes of break, so 3 hours, 40 minutes of playing. Lost 160, and then WSOP start 3 hours and 15 minutes of play. Which is not bad, but, like, let's say I made a deep run in that tournament, it would have taken...
But did it make you happy to play there?
Oh, yeah. It made me fucking...
And what couldn't have... You couldn't have done it if you didn't have the money to buy in.
Yeah, well, that's true. Exactly, yeah. The thing is, money allows you to do hobbies, but what I'm saying is, like, if I was to do that every day, it would be less enjoyable than, like...
Well, you said one of your goals is to be... If you had $600 million, you might be...
Yeah, I want to play in a WSOP tournament, because, like... But I'd be working towards the goal of winning a bracelet, you know?
Yeah.
I always want... I think if I could get a bracelet, that's going to be the biggest flex in my life. That's bigger flex than anything. I would rather have a... I would prize that more than the fucking ASIM ring. Swear to God. I would hold
on. Obviously.
Come on. You know?
Obviously.
Even if I was the fucking top... all the awards I've gotten, everything. Nothing compares to...
No shit.
You know?
Because that could even be a bracelet. The ASUN ring for me and you.
That could be a bracelet.
The ASUN ring for me and you is like, kind of like a charity. Like, thanks for tagging along.
Yeah, you know, but like even W's, if, the, but the I think that if is... if Rex and Watkins player of the ASUN tournament, I would take a WSOP ring over getting player of the tournament. Even if let's say hypothetically I didn't play at all till the ASUN tournament, and I got playing time, I got player of the tournament, scored the game winner, I would prize the WSOP bracelet over that. Swear.
Because I feel like that's got more clout in the league. Ages of your life. Like, when you're 30, you're like, oh, I was the player of the tournament in college. Like, nobody gives a shit.
Well, because there's... You know? Because, like, here's the difference. It's like, there's a difference between being the ASUN player of the tournament versus World Series of Poker.
What about, let's just say, NJIT went on a fucking crazy run and we won the NCAA?
That would be a tough one.
Would you say that a national champ and you got decent playing time? Let's say you won the national championship. How
would
that compare?
Then it would depend. Then it would depend on what bracelet I win. If I win the WSOP main event, I'll take the main event over that, because your name's inscribed.
Dubsop.
Because your name's inscribed, like you.
Your name's inscribed in the fucking wall of NJIT, right now.
And what would I pick? The walls of NJIT or inscribed in the history of fucking poker? Let's say if I was to win, let's say this year I went to the WSOP, or next year I went to the WSOP main, right? And I win it.
Yeah.
One of the youngest people to ever win the tournament. I wouldn't be the youngest, I don't think. I think a 21-year-old won the main event once. But
fact check.
Look up youngest person to ever win WSOP. I think it's a 21-year-old.
Oh, 22.
22. Oh, no.
Yeah. 21. Yeah, you went. Depends on exactly when he was born, but you would have to win it this year.
Which I'm not, because it's going on right now. I was actually thinking about playing a satellite, though. You know what a satellite is? It's like a qualification. So if you win the satellite, you get a free pass to the main. Yeah. I was thinking about hopping in a satellite yesterday. This is going to be impulsive, too. And trying to play for it. If I won that and get a free ticket, I would buy a ticket to Vegas like tomorrow.
We out.
And go play in the fucking main event, dude. I would take off from work. Are you kidding me?
I agree.
But regardless, the end point is like, I wouldn't be able to do that without... I mean, the main event is $10,000 buy-in. My dream is to play in the main event. That's 10 grand.
Can anyone buy in if you have 10 grand?
Yep.
Really?
Unless if you're 21 years old, you could buy into the fucking main event.
Wow.
If you have 10 grand.
So long story short, big debate. Yes or no? Does money buy happiness?
Absolutely. Yes. It's not really a debate because you agree.
Would you rather have money or happiness? Which, all right, let me just say this. Would you rather have a lot of money and not be happy, or have just enough money and be happy?
Terrible question. By
how?
I would rather have not a lot of money and be happy.
You know what my answer is?
What?
I would have a lot of money and still be happy because I'm not a fucking pussy. Regardless, it is now time to go from the deep, of which we have fucking nothing! Nothing! We got 4 likes on our last Instagram post.
Wankers.
But we're getting... Dude, you know the Nino episode blew up?
Really?
Yeah.
How much?
Got like over 30 views. We were like hitting like 15, 20. 20 like rarely.
That's because Nino definitely got his boys.
I mean, yeah, because Nino posted on his story. But Nino's episode got like mid-30s.
We gotta start getting some more guests on.
I know, we need a guest. Like,
I could get a guest. I have a good guest.
Who do you guys want as a guest? Like, our friends listening right now.
If you haven't been a guest on yet, fucking let's
hit us up.
I have.
Oh, you know who wants to be a guest? Who I want? Huh. Miller.
I don't know why he hasn't been on yet. He's been saying that right for a while.
Been saying it.
We're supposed to have him on, I feel like.
Thursday when I get back from Miami?
Why not? Let's fucking do it.
I'm down. Miller, you will be hit up. Let's see if he answers the phone.
Yeah.
I think he will. He usually does for me. Let's see. Calling him right now. Let's see if Miller is fake or not. I think he's fake. Maybe he's a... Wow. Miller, if you don't pick up this fucking... Oh, ho, ho, look who it is.
Hey, Paulie. How you doing?
Miller, you are live on 2D Podcast. You are officially nominated to be our next guest on the show. How do you feel?
Listen, it's an honor, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, yeah. If possible, we'll talk, but we'll see you next week.
Of course. Give me a call, and hey, thanks for what you guys do every weekend. I love it.
Love you too, bro. I'll catch you.
Take care, guys.
Peace.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Confirmed for next fucking week. Miller Bustos will be on the podcast.
Tune in Friday, every Friday, for 2D Podcast.